Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. More on the Biden visit in just a few minutes, but let's look at some other news today, because the cost of living crisis and the need to establish better progression to higher levels for students with additional needs are just some of the key issues being raised by the Union Forsa at its Education Division conference getting underway in Portlaoise today. The union represents almost 18,000 education workers, including special needs assistants, school secretaries and caretakers, and administrative staff in education and training boards and technological universities. Their members are among the lowest paid staff in the education sector. We can talk now to Andy Pike, Head of Education at the Forsa Union. You're welcome to the programme, Andy Pike, and thank you for taking our call this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on, Brian.
So what kind of pressures are your members working in education facing at the moment as a result of, and we'll be talking about the latest figures in a little while, but the continuing rise in the cost of living?
Well, they're facing pressures to do with the rising cost of accommodation. Rents are going up. Mortgages are going up. They're noticing that the price of foodstuffs has increased significantly. And we're receiving queries from members who are in some degree of distress around, can they afford to put diesel in the car to get to work on the Friday? So they are really feeling the effects of the cost of living in many different ways. They're also raising with us here at our conference the effects on students who they're working with in schools and colleges, because it's not only low-paid public servants who are experiencing a cost-of-living crisis. Our members are increasingly concerned at the effects on students who they see in schools and colleges. And they just feel that those who are most vulnerable are feeling the effects of this cost-of-living crisis most acutely. They're raising also the value of the current public service pay deal.
That's what I wanted to pick up on you on, because that is due to expire later this year, and presumably then talks will quite likely open up on a new deal. What will Forsa be looking for, particularly these workers in education?
Well, we'll be looking to the government to negotiate a fair outcome that makes good, firstly, the gap between the current level of inflation running at round about 8% and the value of the current pay deal, which was 3.5% over 2 years. The government, when it struck that bargain with public servants, indicated that support such as energy grants and other taxation measures would also be available to soften the effect of the cost of living crisis. Now, if those supports are withdrawn, we estimate that a worker on the average industrial wage would need to receive an additional 2% if they're to cover that deficit. So members are increasingly worried about what the future holds in terms of their ability to get by. As you mentioned, we represent the lowest paid staff in the education sector, and we've only just achieved a pay agreement for school secretaries, which puts them on anything like a wage on which a single person could survive. And the value of that agreement, again, it's being eroded by rising costs and rising inflation.
There's been talk at some of the teachers' unions conferences this week of additional allowances for those who live in Dublin or other cities around the country where costs, particularly accommodation costs, are significantly higher than elsewhere. Is that something you'd support?
It's not something we're necessarily in favour of. We would have a lot of members working in rural schools who drive. They have to drive to work. They would say there are additional costs because there's no public transport available. Where we've looked at these issues in the past, they tend to be quite divisive, because unless there's a fair and equitable across the board increase, we will have one group of members in urban areas looking for additional allowances, other members working in rural areas feeling very left out and very shortchanged.
Right. One of the other issues you've been looking at is this question of progression for students with additional needs, many of whom would be in the care of special needs assistants. So your members are working directly with young people who have these additional requirements. A better progression for those students through the education system. What are you talking about there?
Well, we're talking about the access to third level, access to further education, and indeed access to the labour market for students with various additional needs in the school system, and those students also in the care sector, the students in care. We think there is a problem in that the information on the supports available to help them move and progress into higher education or the world of work, those supports are not necessarily very well known. There isn't an awful lot of joined up thinking. So we're calling today for a national framework that would really track Who needs the relevant information? What support are they provided? And what happens to students when they leave the school system, students who've been supported by SNAs? We think there needs to be an intervention quite early on. It's often something that's done at the very last minute. We think there should be an intervention to give parents and students relevant information around about the time of the junior cycle to make sure that we can really maximise opportunities for students with additional needs to progress, develop a career, get an education at third level.
Very good. Andy Pike from Forsyth, thank you very much for that.